All right, so today we're going deep on a piece about a flower, the Mary Anemone.
Sounds kind of niche.
It is, but trust me, this one's special.
All right, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, so this piece, it's not like a textbook description at all. It's way more personal.
Oh.
Like, the author's really pouring their heart out to this flower, almost like we're eavesdropping on a private conversation.
Interesting. That's not the usual botanical angle.
Right. And that's where it gets fascinating.
So how does the author bring this flower to life beyond just facts?
Well, the descriptions are incredibly vivid.
Give me an example.
Okay, how about silvery sunset hair waves talking about the petals?
Wow. Okay. That's definitely not your average field guide.
Exactly. It's like they're painting a picture with words, you know?
Yeah, I see that. It's very evocative.
And there's more, like comparing the way the petals catch the light to champagne bubbles.
Ooh, I like that. Champagne bubbles.
Wait. And then there's this line about the flower's pure white laughter.
Pure white laughter. That's interesting.
So it's not just describing what the flower looks like. It's also giving it personality. Like it's a living, breathing being.
I see. So the author's using personification to make this flower more relatable, almost like a friend.
Yeah, exactly.
And what about the overall message of the piece? Any recurring themes?
Definitely resilience is a big one.
Resilience. How so?
Well, the author keeps mentioning how the Mary Anemone blooms in late autumn.
When most other flowers have given up for the year.
Exactly. So there's this admiration for the flower's strength, its ability to thrive even in tough conditions.
I see. So maybe the author's connecting with that on a personal level.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Like maybe they're going through something difficult and finding inspiration in this flower's tenacity.
That makes sense. Like the flower is a symbol of hope, of never giving up.
Exactly. But then there's this other layer, a bit more mysterious.
Oh.
The author starts talking about the deeper meaning of the Mary Anemone, throwing out words like unattainable love and anticipation.
Okay, now we're getting to the juicy stuff.
Right. And then there's this mention of waiting for the wind bird.
The wind bird, who's that?
That's the question, isn't it? Almost feels like a code we need to crack.
Yeah, it definitely adds a layer of intrigue.
Like, is this wind bird a symbol for something? Or someone.
Maybe it represents a change the author's hoping for, something that feels just out of reach.
I like that interpretation. It fits with the whole unattainable love idea.
Right. It's like this longing for something, someone, to arrive and make things complete.
And then, towards the end, the tone shifts completely.
How so?
Becomes much softer, almost protective.
Really?
Yeah, the author even offers their friendship to the flower.
Wow. Offering friendship to a flower.
I know, it's a powerful gesture, right?
Definitely. What do you make of that?
Well, maybe it shows how deeply the author connects with this Mary Anemone.
Like they see a kindred spirit, someone who understands their unspoken emotions.
Exactly. And maybe by offering friendship to the flower, they're expressing a need for connection, a need to be understood.
That's a beautiful way to look at it.
So we've got this vibrant imagery, the theme of resilience, and now this layer of longing, possibly even unrequited love.
It's almost like the Mary Anemone is a stand-in for something much bigger, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's like the author's using this flower as a metaphor to explore their own feelings, their own journey.
And that's what makes this piece so powerful. It's not just about a flower, it's about the human experience.
Right. It's about finding meaning and beauty in unexpected places.
And it leaves us with so many questions, so much to ponder.
Exactly. Like, what does the Mary Anemone represent to you? Could it be a mirror reflecting your own hopes and dreams?
I think that's a question each listener needs to answer for themselves.
I agree. Take some time with this piece. Let it speak to you and see what you discover.
You might be surprised by what you find.
Absolutely. Well, that's our deep dive for today.
Until next time.
Keep exploring.